and they were up 600. And he had 2 bales of cotton every day.
Boy, that really is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how much would you say was usual? I mean, how much did most people pick a day? People who just sort of average picked them?
Well, 200, 300.
Uh-huh.
Then, that time, they picked 200 and 300 pounds. Some of them picked 400. Average picking.
Did you all have a pretty good time when you were children?
We had a good time. We were children. Because, you know, white folks that the place belonged to, they was over here on the highway. And we was back off, you know, there. They didn't bother us. And after the old lady left and went to Charlotte, North Carolina. I knew that where she was, somewhere in North Carolina. Well, when Pete cotton, his place was hard, you know, when Pete cotton out, my daddy'd always take it, gin it, sell it, and take her part of the money and put it in the bank and put his.
So he kind of just looked after
things? Yeah, he just looked after the place. And so when she'd come, they'd go on the rent together and she'd draw her money out.
Well, how did you have time to do your schoolwork with all this working you did?
You had plenty of time to do schoolwork. You work, you get there at night.
I see. So you go home from...
Well, there wouldn't be nothing to do when school would be going on. See, you'd have maybe 4 months or 5 months or 6 months. School went about 6 months.
Oh, I see. So school just went when there wasn't anything that you needed to do outside.
That's right.
Is that right?
I read magazine. I know that's most that's what it was. Because when all the farmers get there, she was going to school then until maybe May. So that'd be time to start back in the field. Jumping cotton.